The Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Robert McDonald, traveled to Point Hope and Kotzebue last week to honor local vets and listen to their concerns. As KNOM's Emily Russell reports, remote access to care and information are some of the most common problems facing veterans in both communities.
Leonard Barger, transportation director of the Native Village of Point Hope, wrote to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Robert McDonald, last year, requesting a visit to honor the community's veterans. Barger explains the importance of McDonald's visit to the 49th state.
It's not just Point Hope, it's all over, like in Barrow, Point Lab, Inuklit, all over, all these people in Alaska, you know, they're going to Afghanistan. You know, they're leaving their family, but they're serving our country. They're sacrificing their lives for us.
With the highest number of veterans per capita in the country, even the most remote communities throughout Alaska have vets. Along with visiting Point Hope, McDonald also held listening sessions that day in Kotzebue. It took Walter Sampson, a Vietnam vet living in Kotzebue, 11 years to get service by the VA in Anchorage, a 500-mile journey and a $600 plane ticket away from home. Sampson made sure to remind McDonald of the unique challenges that many of Alaska's vets face in accessing the benefits they've earned.
Remember that we're in Bush, Alaska. We're in a roadless communities where Fairbanks, Anchorage has the clinics, they've got VA offices, they've got the hospitals. But for Bush, Alaska, we've got nothing at all.
Without the VA facilities and representatives, information has a hard time reaching vets in Bush, Alaska. Sampson expressed a feeling that many vets seem to share.
As a veteran, I ask myself, do I really know who VA is? What benefits does it have for me?
Sampson is frustrated by the convoluted nature of the VA support system, which often requires multiple phone calls, website logins, and in the end, a system too complex for its own good. McDonald was quick to acknowledge those inefficiencies.
Walter's right. We've got too many 1-800 numbers. It's too confusing. We've got over 900 1-800 numbers. That's ridiculous. We have 14 websites that require different usernames and different passwords. We're going to go to one 1-800 number. We're going to go to one website. It's just too complex. We've got to simplify it. That's what we're working to do.
But a simplified system is only one step towards getting vets throughout Alaska the benefits they deserve. With McDonald gone and many questions left unanswered, the support that seems the most promising comes from within the state. Chester Ballett, another Vietnam vet in Kotzebue, was trained in Anchorage as a tribal veteran representative and now works to sign up fellow vets to the VA. The Alaska VA also sent two representatives to both Point Hope and Kotzebue to sign up and inform vets of their benefits. So far, the Alaska VA has sent representatives to 39 of the state's nearly 300 villages. Although McDonald is back in D.C., Leonard Barger hopes that this will not be his last visit to Point Hope. Barger and other community members encouraged him to return in the spring to take part in a whale hunt, one of the many benefits of living on the edge of the Bering Sea. Reporting from Point Hope, I'm Emily Russell.